So my story begins as ninth grade year, Dunbar. I was living in a project at the time. I was going through anxiety. Didn't know what depression really felt like or seen it or heard of it. Didn't care about it, but I was going through depression as well. And like me not knowing what I'm going to eat after I get out of school and things like that. And you know, like it was so hard where I didn't even know what my future would even look like or feel like. I didn't know anything. It was just weird being in high school in the ninth grade year. And then having my dad's African, and like going home, he's just like, "Am I, where are you coming from? Why are you here? What are you doing?" So it's just, it became very hard. I had a lot of stress, you know? So, but during my time in high school, I was trying to figure out if I wanted to go. I went, cause I had to finish, I had to do something. Like I had to prove the guy wrong, I could finish high school. But during my time, I had like Thread. Thread came along and was like, "Hey, like you said, you're on this list." I'm like, "What list? Like, I can't be on no list. Who are you guys?" So I come and it's a group of white people with pizza. Again, I didn't know where my next meal was coming from. So a group of white people, I'm just like, "All right, they got food. I'm here. This is where I'm gonna be at." Time come and I'm just like, "All right, I've had enough pizza. Y'all can leave me alone now." Would not stop chasing me, would not stop hitting me up on any social media they could find me at. Would all, like, you know, when I'm with my friends, they'd just pull up, you know, she'd just pull up. And I leave my friends, they're like, "Yo, where you going?" "I'm going with Julia, you know, I'm going with my mentor." "Okay, cool, whatever." So as time goes on, you know, I eventually, like, fell into the situation and tried to better myself. It still was hard. It got to a point where, like, I'd be walking with my volunteer and the type of anxiety and the type of stuff I was going through, anger management and all that stuff, I didn't know it was real. I didn't care about it. But that's what I was going through. I would just, sad to say, I'd walk down the street and knock somebody clean out. It just was that bad. And it got to a point where Julia, she would not stop hitting me up. She would not stop chasing me, not stop contacting me. Leave me alone, you know? Exactly. So as time went on, it's just, I'm like, "All right, I got to get myself together."
You gave up.
Yeah, I tried. I was about to. I was so close to it. But I said I had to get myself together. You know, she wouldn't leave it alone. I couldn't stop, you know. So it got to one point. We was at a stop, at a red light, stop sign. And I just, like, I don't know where we were. I don't know what we were doing. But I just jet out the car. I got out the fucking car. I didn't care no more, you know. I was just fed up. I didn't care no more. She didn't know what to do. It is what it is. I'm already gone. But the next day, she contacted me like, "Hey, what's up? What's good?" I'm like, "Hey, you know, I'm here. All right, we're going to try this again." So we tried it again. And it got to a point where, like, my friends would see me leave. And eventually, I introduced her to my friends and everything. And I didn't have ways to a phone, Wi-Fi, all those things, a laptop. My mentor did. She had the resources. So as I would go over our house to do job applications, my resume, and a lot of different other things, my friends would ask, like, "Hey, you think she can help me with that?" I'm like, "Well, you're not in a program, sir." You know? So it's like four or five of them. I don't roll too deep, but I do know a lot of people. But it got to a point where, like, Julie was like, "Yeah, come on, let's go." And now we, like, five deep in our house doing job applications. Like, it got to a point where I would call, like, one of my friends, and I'm, like, downtown somewhere on a Saturday night, and they just like, "Oh, I'm on Julia's porch. We having a drink." I'm like, "Yo, no way." Like, you know what I mean? Or like one day Julia called me like, "Hey, I'm here with TJ. Where are you at?" I'm like, "Why you with TJ?" You know? So she became family, and it was the best thing that ever happened. And how can I put it? I most definitely, like, I appreciate everything, honestly. One thing she would not stop doing is give up on me. You know, so I most definitely appreciate this one right here.
All right. Okay. So that's a hard act to follow. But he, as you can see, is always a hard act to follow. I remember first meeting him when he was in ninth grade, 2011. And, yeah, like, he was a lot, you know. And he was like this tornado, you know, and I, like, tried to keep up with him. And, but yeah, like Dunbar Hall, so he was like bouncing off the wall, sort of. But yeah, like I was like, okay, well, let's, you know, see how this goes. And like you said, he was kind of like, you know, how's this going to go? But I had a car, and I loved learning more about Baltimore. So he had a personal chauffeur. So that was part of it. He didn't mind that. And but yeah, sometimes he was unpredictable. And we're very different, so sometimes I had to figure out, like, okay, how does this roll? Because, you know, I'm coming up with, like, a whole lot of advice, and why don't you try this? Why don't you do that? And he's like, you know, you're being too much, you're too much. And I learned I was the definition of irky. And so in Baltimore, if you're in, like, people's social media or their texts, E-R-K-Y means really annoying. And that was me. They didn't have that word where I was from. But yeah, like, we stuck with it. And like I said, we had, you know, E would take care of business. Like, E, and he was focused. He was, like, so hardworking. And I remember calling him, like, some, like, you know, winter evening, and it's, like, raining and slush, and he's, like, at a bus stop waiting for the bus to go to McDonald's to go work. And, like, most people, you know, weren't doing that, you know, in high school. But, yeah, like you said, like, he and the guys would come over to the house, and they'd, you know, would be coming up with resumes and this and that, and he was, like, part of our house and our family. I will say that one time, I remember driving down Pratt Street by the aquarium, and it's, like, a really hot day, and I'm just there, like, waiting for the traffic to let up, and I look over on the other side of the street, there's E and, like, three of his friends, and I'm like, yo, E, and, like, they come storming, you know, out at my car, open up all the doors, jump in that car. I could see that the cars, like, on either side were kind of like, what is going on? Is this going to happen to me? You know, so we just, you know, drove a few blocks till they got out of Perkins. And then so as time went on, like, my own life started changing. And, you know, I'm, like, working towards my career and trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And I did have medical issues and this and that. And he was still working hard. Sometimes he was literally working three jobs at once. I will say that once I went into the McDonald's where he was working, and he had two other jobs, and, like, the place was crazy slammed, and, like, all this stuff going on, and he was managing the place, and it was like a symphony. Like, it was, like, flying in there. Like, people are asking for help. I couldn't get in there because it was so busy, and, like, people are flying and asking for help, and he's doing this, he's doing that, and, like, little old men are coming up to him to catch up with them, and, like, it was really something else. But back to me, you know, I got the job going on, and then I got pregnant. Like, I didn't think this was going to happen, because a whole long situation there. But so my husband and I were so happy, amazing. We had this baby boy, and we had Uncle E would come over, and he would, like, hold my kid up like Simba, you know, way up in the air. And then I had another kid, and so, you know, totally blessed. But I did find motherhood to be really hard. I did find it hard to balance it all. And I was one of these people that, like, feel like I was dropping the balls. Like, if I'm not dropping this ball, you know, then I'm dropping that ball and the rest of it. And so, but E would stick with me, and, like, he would call me out on my own bullshit or, like, my own, like, sort of self-criticism and stuff like that. And that,
you're going nuts.
What?
You were going nuts.
I was going nuts. Yeah. So that was a lot. But, like, I would feel comfortable, and he would, like, you know, kind of talk me down off the wall. And that, you know, that means a lot. And even now, like, I might be having, like, a stress at my job or, like whatever's going on, and I might just drop him a text or a call or something. And he'll kind of put it in perspective or make me laugh or something. And that means a ton. And I'll leave you with one recent story. Recently, we went out to lunch, and I was telling him that me trying to, you know, take care of myself and stress reduction, that I started picking up the basketball, and I'd go over to Patterson Park, and I'd shoot some hoops, just try to focus.
Basketball,
yeah. I'm not from here, okay,
it's okay.
Emmanuel?
It's okay.
All right? Okay. But I was telling him, like, that my shots were, like, shit. It was terrible. You know what I mean? Like, I I was practically embarrassed to be doing it. Hadn't touched a basketball in a year or two, and I just wasn't any good. And he's like, well, we can take care of that. So I was like, oh, good, I'm going to get some lessons. So I had a ball in the trunk of my car. He had one in his. We go over to a nearby court, and he's like, okay, I'm gonna be over here. I'm going to catch your rebounds. You just stand there and shoot free throws. And I was like, okay, cool. But he's getting these balls, and he's gunning them back to me as fast as he can, and I can't keep up with them. I'm laughing, and he's shouting, like, you're going too slow, you're going too slow, you're going too slow. Yeah. Just shoot. Don't overthink it, you know? And that was just funny because it made me laugh, but it also, like, that's E. Like, just keep it, you know?
Yeah, by the time I got the ball, when it went under the hoop, like, she's still holding on to the other one. Like, you know? But, like, that basically shows, like, how our relationship is. We just continue to strive for the best. Even when we fail, we keep going. You know, like, she missed a lot. But
you should, like, see me now. See me now.
Yeah, but, like, as I was, like, throwing a basketball back to her and, like, reminding her of keep going, she made more than what she was missing in the beginning. Yeah. So, like, the time she reminded me to get my shit together, I progressed more as life went in. So
having Coach E in my corner is a very good thing for me.
Yeah, we're going. Thank you.